in all my years, I have never heard a state claim that it was immune from federal lawsuits regarding their violations of civil rights of the citizens. In all my years, I've never read a filing in a response to a lawsuit by a state that's as pompous and as arrogant as this one. And that's saying something, because I'm reading these day in and day out for the last 13 plus years. What's going on, everybody? My name is Jared. This is Guns and Gadgets, the premier source for Second Amendment news that you won't hear most anywhere else. Now, today, I'm going to dive into a state's official response to a massive lawsuit that was filed by Gun Owners Action League and the National Rifle Association, as well as several individual plaintiffs against Massachusetts' so-called Modernization of Firearms Laws Act. And folks, this state, Massachusetts, is doubling down on its war against the Second Amendment. It basically declared war against its citizenry today. I'm not being, like, this is legit. Like, wait till you hear what they said. The Attorney General and the Secretary of Public Safety in Massachusetts have filed their answers to the complaint. And I'll tell you right now, they're denying everything. Every single constitutional claim in the lawsuit, every factual truth, and every right that you and I hold dear. They're just writing them all off. Let's dive into this. But first, a word from our sponsor. This video is brought to you by Brooklyn Bedding. Are you looking for a perfect night's sleep? Well, I sure was, and that's why I grabbed a king-size Sedona Elite from Brooklyn Bedding back in May. I was on the hunt for a new mattress and personally wanted it to be not only comfortable, but help me sleep better, be more cooling, be odorless, and of course, be priced reasonably. The Sedona Elite from Brooklyn Bedding is constructed with several cooling features like their unique woven cooling cover that draws heat out and away from the body, while the top comfort layer of copper-infused memory foam utilizes the cooling properties of copper to prevent you from sleeping hot. And finally, the dual coil system creates breathability and airflow, helping to draw heat away from the body and keep me cool. Now, Brooklyn Bedding has been crafting top-tier mattresses for 30 years. Designed and made by experts and delivered free from their Arizona factory, these mattresses truly deliver the best sleep ever. From design to delivery, every mattress is handled in-house, so you get top quality without the markup. Plus, they have a 120-night sleep trial, along with a limited lifetime warranty. I've been using mine now for over 5 months, and it's still pretty amazing. I fall asleep faster. Plus, it was super convenient because they delivered it right to my door for free. They'll do that for you as well, as long as you're within the United States. And you may have seen it on the news. There have been several issues with lawsuits about the health issues related to fiberglass in mattresses. And I do sleep better knowing that Brooklyn Bedding doesn't use it in their mattresses. They offer all different sizes, including non-traditional, different firmness options, and top quality without the luxury price tag. I love mine, my wife does too, and good news, if you're looking for a new bed, check out brooklynbedding.com/G&G or scan the QR code to get 30% off your mattress with my code G&G. That's an amazing offer for my audience from Brooklyn Bedding, 30% off your mattress by using the QR code or going to brooklynbedding.com/G&G and entering coupon code G&G. That's a great deal. Thank you, Brooklyn Bedding, for not only caring about my night's sleep, but helping the audience as well. All right, thank you to Brooklyn Bedding. Let's start out with what this case is all about. Back in 2024, Massachusetts passed one of the most sweeping anti-gun law packages in the nation. It was known as Chapter 135 of the Acts of 2024, aka an act modernizing firearm laws. That bill, now law, championed by the anti-gun majority on Beacon Hill, banned even more so-called assault-style firearms than Massachusetts had already banned. It expanded sensitive places where you could not carry your firearm to keep yourself safe. It forced registration schemes even more than Massachusetts already had, and it imposed even more restrictions on lawful gun owners while doing absolutely nothing about criminals or crime. Nothing. Now, Golan NRA and the licensed gun owners who are individual plaintiffs here, Peter Hanlon, David Werman, Nancy Treehub, Jeffrey Sachs, and Pioneer Valley Arms, they said, you know what, enough is enough. They sued the Attorney General and the Secretary of Public Safety, arguing that these laws violate the Second Amendment, the 14th Amendment, and the fundamental rights of the citizens of Massachusetts. Now, here comes the state's official answer. It was filed on October 24th, 2025, just a couple days ago. And this document's tone is exactly what you would expect from a government that's been weaponized against the people, from a government that literally thinks it's part of the King of England from the 1700s. Right out of the gate, the Attorney General denies what... they deny doing anything, but they deny any of the challenged laws that they're unconstitutional. They say none of the laws that are being challenged by Gohl and NRA and the group are unconstitutional, which is, like, that's wow. She then admits that the laws exist, but denies that it infringes on your rights. She admits that the plaintiffs are licensed gun owners, but denies that the firearms banned under this act are in common use for self-defense and other lawful purposes.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Let that sink in for a second. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts just went on record in federal court saying that AR-15s, the most popular rifle in America, are not commonly used for lawful purposes. Not commonly owned. If that's not a constitutional slap in the face of Bruin and Heller, I don't know what is. A page after page, paragraph after paragraph, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts denies everything. They deny that these arms are in common use. They deny that gun owners have a right to buy or sell lawful firearms. They deny that these laws are new or novel. They even deny that the plaintiffs have been harmed, claiming that Gohl, the NRA, and these individuals don't even have standing to sue. And then they take it even further, claiming sovereign immunity under the 11th Amendment, which basically means the state says it cannot be sued for violating the Constitution. This is why revolutions happen. The first affirmative defense is literally that the government is immune from accountability. Their second defense, that the plaintiffs haven't even stated a valid claim. Their third, that they haven't even been injured. And their fourth, that the case isn't ripe, meaning they think it's too early for courts to even hear it. Just let these infringements roll, you petty bastards. The translation here by Massachusetts is, you peasants can't sue us for trampling on your rights. How do you like that? So let's cut to the core of what the state's actually saying here. The defendants, Andrea Campbell and Susan Terry, they argue that so-called assault-style firearms are not protected under the Second Amendment. They claim that these guns are dangerous and unusual. Dangerous and unusual weapons outside the scope of constitutional protection, a direct contradiction to Supreme Court precedent. How quickly these tyrants forget that the Constitution is not a list of rules that apply to us. It's a list of rules that apply to them, the government. They flat out deny that the Second Amendment covers modern rifles in common use for lawful purposes. They even claim that gun dealers have no right to sell firearms. That's right, they're telling Pioneer Valley Arms, a licensed Massachusetts gun shop, an FFL, that they have no constitutional right to engage in lawful commerce involving firearms. This response exposes exactly how far Massachusetts has fallen, how far Massachusetts officials are willing to go. And they're not just trying to regulate firearms, they're trying to erase the very concept of a right to keep and bear arms. This filing makes one thing crystal clear, that the Commonwealth of Massachusetts has no intention of backing down. They're daring the federal courts to uphold tyranny, hoping that the First Circuit or the District Court will side with the government and continued to defy Bruin. But this case, which is Hanlon versus Campbell, is now part of a growing wave of constitutional challenges across the country. From Duncan versus Bonta in California to Beavis versus Naperville in Illinois, now we have Hanlon v. Campbell. And thanks to groups like Goal and NRA and the Patriots like these individual plaintiffs, this one is probably going to go all the way to the Supreme Court, because none of those other cases that I mentioned or ever chronicled on this channel in the 13 years I've been doing it, none of those states have the gall to say what Massachusetts just did in their response. It's... wow. If that happens, it goes to the Supreme Court, and if the High Court follows its own precedent, the Massachusetts gun ban is going to get crushed and collapse under the constitutional weight of previous decisions in the Supreme Court. So here's what you can do, Patriots. If you live in Massachusetts, join Goal. Support them. I know that they're spending a lot of money on lawsuits right now. They're involved in more lawsuits currently than they ever have before. They're the tip of the spear in the fight in Massachusetts, standing between you and the government, and they refuse to back down while the government is refusing to recognize your God-given rights. Spread this story wide, spread it far, because the media ignores this. The truth is clear. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts has officially declared through its own court filings that it does not believe the Second Amendment applies to you. They've declared war against you. They're exactly why we have the Second Amendment. Don't give up your guns. Before we wrap up, a quick thank you to Blackout Coffee Company, the only coffee I drink and the one that helps fuel these daily updates. Blackout is a proud American company run by patriots who love this country and our Constitution. Head on over to blackoutcoffee.com/GNG and for a limited time, use code HWBREW20 to save 20% off site-wide. That includes not only our freshly roasted coffee that we ship to you within 2 to 3 days of it coming out of our roaster, but to our teas, our cocos, our shirts, hats, mugs, everything. Support a company that stands for freedom, not against it. And as always, we'll keep following this every step of the way, right here on Guns and Gadgets, your source for breaking news on the fight for our freedoms, the fight to keep our Second Amendment alive. Now stay tuned, stay prepared, stay armed. And as always, stay free, America. God bless you.